see all these smiling faces, and oh, it feels good on this rainy day. The title of this message is Staying Connected. Before I go through with this, I love my family. I love my church family, but most importantly, I love these five people that's in my intermediate family of staying connected. And see, of course, I like to always give illustrations when I begin. But I love my family. That's why I love picking on them, because they're helping me. I can remember being in my mom and dad's household. Call it being a member of the Fantastic Four. Such a lovely time. But I can remember my dad introducing us to checkers. And me and my brother, he was a little bit younger than me, we started playing. And this young guy, 5 years younger, always wins. And I tried to figure out why. But when I started to get wiser to his movements, I began to win. But see, Eric ain't really like that too much, because he would literally, like say checkers, I can set him up, I can set myself up to win the game, but I'm waiting for him to move. And he realized this, and he would get mad and lift up the checkers and just leave. And sometimes he would leave and go outside. He not only denied the game, he denied ever being there in the first place. And I was like, wow. Really, it's just the game, bro. And I have one more thing, because I'm trying to paint a picture. So I'm not the minister, I could be the artiste today. If my wife leaves the house and tell me she's going to be back at 8. Around 8:30, if I don't see her, I would call her just to check on her and just to check if our communication is off or if it's lining up. I want you, y'all, to put that in your sticky note. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1, and I'm going through verse 6. I'm going to take my time with this. Hope y'all don't mind. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, Come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy, and eat. Ye come by wine and milk without money and without a price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. And I'm going to stop right there for a moment. When we're hungry, our first inkling is to get fed. But God is not talking about this. He's talking about spiritual starvation. As I move on, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader, a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call all nations that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not. These shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. In which, I'm going to move on to verse 6. This is not going to be very long, but it's some key points I want y'all to get. Amen. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. There are times when God will step back. I want to say this. Back to checkers. If you were playing checkers or chess and you made your move, how long would you wait for the other person to make their move? Getting back when I was talking about my wife. When you're in a relationship, you have to put yourself in the other person's shoes. You have to realize how they feel. If you realize how they felt, then your treatment would be better. Let's go to Psalm 51 and 11. Cast me not away from the presence, and take note that Holy Spirit from me. If you have a hunger for Christ, means you don't know any different, and you only trust him. He's not only telling us to develop a relationship with him, he's going a step further. If he left you today, how long would it take you to notice? We are being in relationships are hard. I mean, let's face it, it's hard with anyone, hard with family, work associates, especially people you're intimate with. Relationships are hard, and you have to work on them. And keep in mind that when we were talking about checkers, how long do you have to wait for the other person to move till you realize it's not going to happen? Yeah. and now make mad on it. How do you think God feels when he instructed us to do certain things and we don't move? If you notice, Moses, when he led the people, the Israelites, out of Egypt, God has already instructed him what to do. That was it. But it took Moses to take action in order for the manifestation to take place.
That's right. Come on.
Even though God gives us the power, and the power, we have to move.
Amen.
Action is required. Even when we talk about the Hebrew boys, running, not walking, because they were instructed to do so. What if Abraham and Isaac just stop and say, oh man, I cannot find what I'm looking for. I can't find nothing to sacrifice. I'm looking for a ram. I know it's here. But what if he just stopped and said, looked at down at his son? When you are used to talking and conversing and having that intimate relationship with God, you know it's not always up to him. And all he wants to know is, do I matter? How long will it take you to notice I'm no longer holding your hand? That's the hunger that we need to have. Not only a relationship, when you hunger and desire something, you will fight to keep it. Fight to keep that connection going.
Amen.
Have you ever went somewhere and you didn't know where you were going and you relied on your GPS? You get all the way to the place and then you discover you're 5 minutes away and your GPS went out. And you're looking for direction, but it's not there. God has been, when you're in a relationship with him, you now are included with everything he can provide.
Amen.
Have you ever been in a relationship where they're all pros and no cons? It seems like we always fight for things that's not really worth fighting for. In order, a mathematical equation, when you're with God, when you're in a relationship with God, you now have the spirit of discernment. A lot of times we go through things from day to day, whether it be relationships and what have you, it could be jobs. We go through things that we don't have to go through. And you have to first ask yourself, are we connected?
Amen.
Let me check in. Let's see if it's something wrong. Like, say, in my household, if it's something I'm doing wrong by my wife, I know about it because of the reaction, the body language. But how do we know, like, say, me, if I know I don't hear from God, or I know it's something I'm doing wrong? It seemed like it's, okay, put it this way, it's a mathematical equation. Instruction from God, when we get the instruction, we need to execute, and equals manifestation. So getting back, so God, sometimes guys just sit back and keep in mind when we go up to verse 6 again, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. That means he's a God dealing with action, movement, but he cannot move if we don't move. Hell, he already ordained it. But if we don't move, he'd just be like that, oh man, this man don't get it. You know, I'm going to come back and see if he gets it. Let's go to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th and the 6th verse. Truth in the Lord with all is it truth here. I'm sorry. Trust right here, truth right here. So I should be looking up there. My fault. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. And always acknowledge him, and he shall direct. Exactly. I really didn't need to finish it because this is something we always hear. Turn back to the GPS. We're trusting God for direction. We're trusting God for leadership. But we have to follow instructions.
Amen. Right.
You know how you may tell your son or daughter not to do a certain thing because you care about them. You want to keep them from harm.
That's right.
You can't go with them and lead them. The same as God is with us. You know, because it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things should be added. When we become truly connected with Christ, we'll know our seasons. See, a lot of times people come into our lives for a season, but if we don't know that, if we're not hearing, a lot of times God can say something and you can like, oh, is it really him? My sheep know my voice. So you know it's him. If we first connect ourselves with him, then our relationships would get better. Our work situations get better. And he'll instruct you, oh, you got to pull away from that. But if we don't hear, or we not that well connected, we just keep on going into the same old loop. I, have a friend of mine. Really, I think he's going to become family, but I'm not sure yet. And he just got a promotion. He worked at the post office. He got a nice promotion. I was like, man, you sure do have it nice now. He said, yeah, I love it. He said, it's nice, you know, I like coming home and I'm not dirty or I'm not filthy. And then I go home and then meet the person he with, and then I go home and I argue. And I would like argue. He said, no, it's nothing, it's okay, it's good. I was like, that's okay with you? My God, no. Sometimes if we're not connected, the devil would trick us into thinking we're in the right place. We're in the right situation. A lot of times, people that you're supposed to depart from, sometimes they still with you because you don't recognize the season has changed.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah.
So, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added. If we would just take a second, reevaluate our relationship with Him, and I guarantee you, all your other relationships would be quality ones. How many times have you got to be in the mind of, are you sick and tired of eating wasted calories, wasted nutrition? Arguing every day? When is when? You know, it's something, you know, that whenever we renew our relationship, not to say you don't, but you have to think, am I really executing the instructions that I'm given? Life does not have to be that hard. Trouble don't last always.
Amen.
Only for a season. Or maybe a week or two. Staying connected. So we just have to just sit down and just have a talk and reevaluate your situation. And when he tells you to do, oh yeah, it's him. Oh, you really don't mean that now? Right now? Yeah, it's him. God is in the business of action. Everything that happens, all these miracles that we perform, getting with the running water, it's moving. Everything is according to action. God always hits moving targets. If you stand still, you better get out of the way. Be like, oh man, I think that cloud's coming from me. when we start to move and follow instructions, we'll see our lives changing. A lot of times we accept the unacceptable.
Amen.
But it's acceptable to you because you've been in it so long and you haven't experienced anything different. It's important to just stay connected. Stay connected. I mean, I'm sure most of you are. But just, if you're not, or if there's a problem, if there's a break in communication, you will know about it. Because anything that happens from the norm, you know about it. If you're connected with him. Like say my wife, if something is not right, I know about it. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word you have given us. For giving us another chance to get it right. To get our thoughts together. Our thoughts should be your thoughts. To get our thoughts, get a game plan. Get my plan of execution together. Amen.